This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sal back on the fans. Get back to the calls here, BT. Yankee fans starting to get a little excited here. Some recovery. I'm sensing that in the air. 888-808-1019. Remember, we'll have a very special guest coming up at 12 o'clock. We will announce it in about 13 minutes or so. I know BT's fired up about this.
It'll be fun as well.
Yeah. You looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. Looking forward to it. We'll see what kind of mood he shows up in.
We'll see. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is in Melbourne, Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. So hear me out really quick. If we're able to get Kyle Tucker, this would be huge. I'm going to have to give up the farm. It is what it is. But I'm going to keep Jason Dominguez because of all the hype that's around him. He's been compared to guys like Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to move Jazz Chisholm over to second base. I'm going to sign Paul DeJong to play third. He's a good serviceable infielder. Then I'm going to get Christian Walker, and then we're going to need a pitcher. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign Sean Manaea. He's battle-tested. He can play in New York, and obviously he can play in the playoffs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there. I think I've identified exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, and also the Paul DeJong stuff. Like, it seems like the Yankees' plan is to go with Jazz at third base. Okay, so they're going to need a second baseman. I'm with you, BT. I'd look to get a guy. I don't need offense necessarily. I want a gamer. A guy's going to play good defense, head in the game, you know, maybe run the bases, hit for average.
I mean, if you get enough sticks around them?
Well, I mean, yeah, but it depends on them, all the other sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I
can live
with it.
He's also cheap, and you can keep spending.
But now you're talking about another young guy. I think, look, the pitching should be set depending on now which pieces you trade from that to get the other pieces. It's hard to just sit here and say exactly what you would do. If Kyle Tucker's in play, well, then that changes other stuff. I like the idea of Bellinger because you're not going to have to give up much to get him, mm-hmm. and because he could potentially fit two needs in center field or first base if needed. Now, under the assumption that they sign Walker, and let's just say they lock him in, okay, well, now you get your first baseman. So really on the infield, you're set outside of second base, and it doesn't have to be a home run at second base because you got Jazz at third. You go with Volpe at short. You got your guy Walker at first. Just get a second baseman who's not going to cost you any games. Just a solid pro. Bellinger in center field or Tucker in the outfield. I mean, you should be pretty good. With Dominguez there, I think that's...
I prefer Jazz at second. I just don't think there's anybody really viable. It looks like the Mets are going to, you know, maybe kick around with Arenado. The Yankees said that they weren't interested. He's not on the Yankees list.
Yeah. Nor should he be. Susan, I know, liked him yesterday. Mm-hmm. I like him, but he's older. He's on the decline.
He is. The one thing, you know, I really dove into his defensive numbers, and this is even before they got Max Fried, but with Rodon as a lefty, certainly Fried as a lefty, who's going to, just based on his numbers, he's going to induce a lot of right-handed hitters into ground balls to the third baseman.
Yeah.
I don't love Jazz at third. Yeah. I know that those are little things that the average fan's not, whatever, you catch a ground ball. Well, okay, but if your pitcher is ground ball dependent, you know, throwing that pitch low in the ankles on a righty hitter that he's going to bang into the ground, I got to make sure I have somebody there who can handle it. Now,
so who would be your second baseman?
Jazz. Because now the problem is I don't think that there's a really good third base solution for the Yankees. If they get Walker, three straight Gold Gloves. If they put Jazz back at his natural position, let's say he's going to win the Gold Glove, but he's going to be really good. Volpe at short, all right, maybe a tick overrated with the Gold Glove, but obviously a very good fielder. And Austin Wells, and not just because Susan said it, you know, I've loved him forever. Yeah. His defensive, we kind of worry about his hitting. He's a defensive catcher, become very good, and the numbers back that up. So you're looking at an infield, provided third base could catch it. is going to be really, really good.
And Arenado, by the way, off the table because the list of teams he would waive his no-trade clause to did not include the Yankees. I felt like that was because the Yankees said they weren't interested.
That's what I thought, too.
The reports were out there first, and then it came out of the teams he would be interested in. Still odd to not have the Yankees on that list. Mets were one of them. I would not be interested in Arenado for the Mets.
No interest at all?
Nah.
Well, let's at least tackle this for a second. I got to get some opinions on this. All right, so let me throw this at you real quick. So, I get it. I'm not surprised you say
mild
that.
Mild at best.
Okay. I think that that's fair. Maybe let me see if I can entice you to bump it up a level. The reports on Pete's market are non-existent.
Right.
That's what everybody's saying. So I think that that bodes very well for the Mets to bring him back.
Right.
At a number far less than what they offered him 2 years ago. I think Pete's going to be back with the Mets, okay? Unless Seattle gets a little squirmish and they lose Walker to the Yankees, whatever, or Arizona.
There's always one that might overpay out of desperation. You don't know. Mets aren't going to do it.
True. Yeah. But let's say that Pete...
Yeah, if he comes back, there is no... There's no point. And even if he's not back, like, I want a bigger bat to replace Pete than Arenado. He's just not a fit
Vientos.
For the Mets.
Well, let's say Pete goes somewhere. Just say, I don't think he will, but say he goes somewhere else. You put Vientos at first, because Walker should be off the board at that point.
Right.
And then Arenado with third.
But I don't like Arenado as a bat. I'm looking to add.
But you got Soto. You got
Lindor.
No.
I'm looking
Vientos.
The same way that I would say with the Yankees, that's great. You got Tucker, but you lost Soto. Well, yeah, for the Mets, that's great. You got Soto, but you lost Alonso. Like, it's an upgrade, but it's a minimal upgrade. Like, I love Soto. He's a far better player than Alonso. But the idea is to bring Soto in on top of what they had last year.
Yep.
Not Soto and lose Alonso and his, 35, 40 homers. And now you have to replace that. And Arenado's not going to do that. He's a 15 to 20 home run guy at this point.
He is. And Bregman's power, not that the Mets are even sniffing around Bregman, but Bregman's power won't play anywhere.
I wouldn't
but
want
Houston
him either.
To left field. So.
Exactly. I wouldn't want him either. Plus,
not interested.
Factoring in cost as well. No, I think the Mets' best play is to keep Vientos at third and have
Pete.
Yeah, well, Pete. Unless you tell me Pete's going to DH. But yeah, I was going to say have Pete at first base.
Yep.
If not, go get a first baseman and have Pete DH. Like, trade for Guerrero, move Pete to DH, and now your lineup is freaking loaded.
I heard yesterday that there's 300 plus on the table for Vlad in Toronto. That's not even going to get it done. But they're trying to re-sign him, which is kind of counter to what a lot of people are hearing. I place more value on catching the ball. Like, I know you don't want to butcher at third base, but I'm looking at your pitching staff. Assuming Manaea comes back. You don't have many flamethrowers.
No, I'm not opposed.
Which means right-handed hitters are going to pull the ball. Which means, well, true.
Sorosaki. No, they need to build a pitching staff. We'll get to that, too. I wanted to get into that with the pitching staff. They desperately need some pitchers. Steve is in East Meadow. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show again.
What's up, Steve?
I called a few months ago, and I talked about the Mets and Yankees' constant double standard that I've talked about when the Mets were going after Soto, it was like, oh, he's not the best outfielder, blah blah blah. And then the Yankees don't get him. Now there's a whole narrative that he's not the best outfielder. Now we have Kyle Tucker being talked about getting traded to the Yankees. Now we want to give up the Martian, who last year, 2 years ago, in 8 games, people were comparing to Mickey Mantle. Now we want to trade him for a 1-year rental with no guarantee we're going to sign somebody else. If the roles were reversed and the Mets and the Yankees landed Soto, he'd be the best right fielder available.
Not true, Steve. I mean, really, it depends who you listen to. I mean, if you listen to us, and I'll just speak for myself here, I've said all year he's an awful outfielder, and he is.
I'm not specifically saying you, because you
I don't take it personally.
You sounded like you were.
Well, sometimes, BT.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
See,
pull it out of him, Sam. Come on.
That's all right.
Let it loose, Stevie. Go ahead, buddy. A cathartic moment. Go ahead. I'll listen to you, Steve. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, BT, for the most part, you're good. But today you got me, and I'm like, what is he talking about? I had to talk about the standard again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Steve, now I got a couple of just a few quick ones, very quick. Just answer yes or no. Is Kyle Tucker a better outfielder than Juan Soto? Yes or no?
I think so.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is Kyle Tucker a better, faster, much more competent, but also backed up by speed statistics, base runner than Juan Soto? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I think yes.
Okay. Well, you know yes. You just don't want to give it to me. That's fine. So what you just said you agreed with what others are saying. So what's the problem?
No, yes. But Steve, let me.
What's
no, but
the what problem?
I'm saying is, yeah, but what I'm saying is, if the Yankees landed Soto,
yeah,
we would not be saying this. That's the issue.
Well,
here.
We weren't saying this, Steve. You are correct, and thank you for the call. Now I was saying it. I love Juan Soto. I love the acquisition. Soto's a great player. So I was saying the same thing. BT, you were excited when the Yankees got Juan Soto. 100%.
For no question.
Also wanted Soto back. So maybe there is a little, there are two different things at play here. You could watch Juan Soto and say over the course of a year, even though he was nominated for a Gold Glove, you watch him and he does have a good arm. You could say, okay, well, he's not great in right field. He's a bit of a butcher, not good on the base, but it's fine. But that's not why you're paying him $765 million. Kyle Tucker is a good player. He's not the offensive player that Juan Soto is. He's better in other areas. Juan Soto is better than him as an offensive player. Also, Kyle Tucker...
He's also $400 million more expensive.
Correct. He's also 2 years older. Also, Juan Soto's proven in New York and proven in the clutch. Like, yeah. Those are undeniable things from Juan Soto that and Juan Soto's a superstar. Juan Soto's going to sell tickets. Juan Soto's going to ignite a fan base that is just starting to awaken again with the Mets, and maybe really for the first time ever to hope to have sustained success. Kyle Tucker's a good ball player. May help the Yankees win a lot of games. We'll see. But the Yankees need a lot of moves.
That's an undersell. He's a great ball player. Yeah. But we fit that. We disagree. I think Kyle Tucker is a great all-around baseball player. But aside from that, listen, I will admit, you know, watching Juan Soto from a distance, whether it was at the Nationals as a kid against the Mets or at the Padres for a little bit, like Sunday night games, I think that in my own mind, I overstated what he was as a defender. Not that I ever thought he was amazing, but I thought he was much more competent than he is.
He's not as bad as you're making it seem.
He is awful. He's awful in right field. Watching him, I'm admitting that I didn't know he was this bad. And then I educated myself, and the education was watching him play defense every single night for the Yankees. And he is not a good outfielder.
He's not that bad. He's not great. I don't think he's that bad. I mean, he did get nominated for a Gold Glove. We can dismiss it all we want. Like, he's doing something right, whether it's his arm.
He's hitting. Nobody's taking that away.
Well, no, I'm talking about defensively. He's not as, you know, smooth as you would like.
Doesn't take the best routes.
That's fine, but he's not perfect.
I understand that.
If he was a gazelle in right field, he'd be getting $1 billion. He's got that anyway.
Well, let me sum it up this way.
He doesn't have to run the bases when you hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, that's what Juan Soto's doing.
That was also a career high with the 40 home runs he had, and Aaron Judge isn't going to be behind him next year.
And Soto's not going to be in front of Judge.
Kyle Tucker might be in front of Judge, or the other way around, and it might just unleash Kyle Tucker.
Judge had his best year last year as well. I don't think
he hit 62 home runs a couple of years ago. What do you mean?
But last year was his best season.
Very clearly. You make it seem like he was hitting 290. Well, then all of a sudden he hit 322. Aaron Judge has had beastly like seasons that Mickey Mantle had.
If you ask me right now who I'd rather have, Judge or Soto right now, it's not even close.
Well, the age, obviously. Of course, that's a nuanced conversation, Sal.
And the ability to hit in the clutch. Like, I value...
I get that. Yeah. Listen, you're on the record with that, and Judge bombed again in the post. I'm not making excuses for the man. He was awful.
And for the record, not only am I on the record with that, on the record before Soto came to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I loved him for the Yankees because of what he could do in the clutch.
No question. I will leave it at this. Now, we come back, we announce the guest?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do that coming up in a sec. BT and Sal on the Fan. More calls as well. Just real fast. To me, the disparity which favors Soto as a hitter compared to Tucker is not nearly as great as the disparity that favors Tucker as a defender and a plus base runner over Soto. That's all I'm saying.